Happy Sabbath once again.
再一次大家安息日快乐。
Am I on? You can hear me. Okay, good.
大家听得到吧?
I would like you to pray about something this meeting.
在这一次的聚会当中呢，我希望大家能够为这一件事祷告。
You realize that this hour is the most difficult hour to preach the whole week.
你知道在这一个时刻呢，是整个星期里面呢最难讲道的一个时候。
It's after a long week.
是已经一整个星期过了。
It's the Sabbath, so we're not worrying about anything.
然后安息日，所以我们一点都不忧虑什么。
We've been using our brains all morning.
我们整个早上都在用我们的脑。
And then we had lunch.
然后就吃了午餐。
And now it's very warm.
而现在呢，天气很热。
These are not very good ingredients for a preacher.
这一切呢，都不是很好的因素呢，对一个讲者来说。
So I'd like you to especially pray for you and for us up on the stage.
所以呢，我希望大家能够特别为你们，而且为我们在台上的代祷。
That you will ask the Lord to miraculously keep all of us awake.
能够求上帝给我们个神迹的，大家都能够醒着不睡着。
Because this afternoon the message is quite important.
因为今天下午的信息是蛮重要的。
It is the content of this message that I'm sharing with you that changed my life.
今天我跟大家分享的这个讲章的内容呢，就是改变了我自己的生命。
It was this understanding that led me to become from a regular nominal Adventist to being a fully committed Adventist.
就是这里的内容呢，使我从一个挂名的复灵信徒成了一个真正的复灵信徒。
And I hope that it may do the same for you.
我希望呢，这同样的信息也能够改变你。
The title of the message is a question.
这个题目是一个问题。
Is the day at hand?
白昼将近了吗?
Is the day at hand?
白昼将近了吗?
Let us pray.
让我们大家祷告。
Father, this afternoon we ask a special portion of your spirit.
天父，我们在这下午呢，祈求你特别赐下你的圣灵。
May he penetrate through the heat.
他能够通过这个热。
May he pierce through our full stomachs.
能够刺穿我们的那满满的胃。
And may it pierce into the depths of our soul.
并且呢，进入我们的心灵的深处。
And Lord, as we contemplate this message.
主啊，当我们在深思你的信息时。
May we be prepared to respond to the appeal that will come.
但愿我们都能准备好来面对所要发出的呼召。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
It was the last bus of the night.
在当时呢，是晚上最后一趟车。
And the bus driver was surprised to see such a well-dressed businessman standing waiting for the bus.
当时的司机呢，就看见一个穿得很笔挺的西装。的一个商人在那边等坐车。
He had never seen this passenger before.
他从来没有见过这个乘客。
And it was a strange part of town for this kind of a person to be.
而且呢，这样子一个穿着的人在这样的一个地方呢，是很奇怪的。
This businessman got onto the bus.
这个商人呢，就上了车。
And before long, he and the bus driver started talking back one to another.
然后不久呢，他们就开始交谈。
And as...The conversation went, they realized that they both were Christians.
然后他们讲了不久就发现到两个都是基督徒。
And so the passenger asked the driver,
这个乘客就问这个司机,
Do you believe that Jesus is coming soon?
你相信耶稣快要来了吗?
So let me ask you that same question today.
所以今天让我问你这同样的问题。
Do you believe that Jesus is coming soon?
你相不相信耶稣快要来了呢?
Let me see your hands.
请你举起手来。
Every hand in the house has gone up.
每一只手都举起来了。
And this bus driver felt the same way.
这个巴士车司机呢也有同样的感受。
He said, "Do I believe that Jesus is coming soon?"
我怎么能够不相信耶稣快要来了呢？
I believe, in fact, that he'll be back in less than 5 years.
我甚至相信他会在少过五年之内就回来了。
And the bus driver looked at his rearview mirror.
然后这个司机呢，就向这个反后镜看。
Eager to see what shocked expression may be on the passenger's face.
要看看这个乘客他脸上有什么惊讶的表情。
Only to realize that the passenger was gone.
才发现到原来这个乘客已经不见了。
Now, I'm not telling you whether or not this story is true. I don't know.
我不要告诉你这故事是真实的还是假的，但我
不知道。But what I'll tell you is that I heard this story more than 5 years ago.
可是呢，我听见这个故事呢，是在五年前，超过五年前。
We have a problem, don't we?
我们是在有个问题，对吧？
Jesus still has not come.
耶稣呢，到现在还没有回来。
Suppose if I asked that question, how many of you believe that Jesus is coming soon 50 years ago?
如果我在50年前问这同样的问题，有多少人相信耶稣快回来？
What do you think the response would be?
你想当时人的反应怎么样？
Would it be different than how you responded?
你想他们当时的反应跟你现在反应会不会有不同呢？
I don't think so.
我相信不会。
What about if it was in...The late 1800s, early 1900s. What about then?
还是在19世纪末期、20世纪前、初期的时候，当时的反应会不会有不同呢？
Would those Adventists back then have responded the same way?
你说当时的福音信徒他们会有同样的反应吗？
Yes, they would have.
当然他们会。
And in fact, they did.
事实上他们是这么反应。
Now, what about if it was October 21? 1844.
那么如果是在1844年10月21日又怎么样呢?
What if we asked a question then?
如果当时我们问着同样的问题,
How many of you believe that Jesus is coming soon?
有多少人相信耶稣快回来了?
How do you think they would have responded?
你想当时他们反应怎么样?
They would have wept for joy.
他们会高兴到哭泣。
They would have held each other because they could not stand to wait just one more day.
他们会互相的拥抱，因为不能够再等多一天了。
But we have a problem now, don't we?
可是现在呢，我们发现了我们有一个大问题。
We have been preaching the imminent return of Jesus Christ for over 150 years.
我们呢一直在宣讲基督快要回来的这信息，已经超过150年了。
Where is the Lord?
主却在哪里呢？
Is the day at hand?
白昼是真的将近了吗?
I can only imagine William Miller preaching that same Bible text.
我可以想象威廉米勒在讲宣讲着同样的经文。
James White.
华雅各。
Ellen White.
华艾伦。
Uriah Smith.
乌利亚。
All using this one verse that we are quoting as our theme, the day is at hand.
他们都用着同样的经文在宣讲白昼将近了。
But over 150 years later, here we are.
可是超过150年之后呢，我们今天还在这里。
Where is the Lord?
主在哪里呢？
Do you see that this is a problem for those of us who claim to be Adventists?
我们自称福音信徒的人，难道你不觉得这是个大问题吗？
How can we be preaching that Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming for over 150 years and yet he's not here?
我们怎么能够一再的宣讲说基督快回来了，基督快回来了？可是超过150年后，我们还在这里呢。
Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 24.
让我们翻到马太福音第24章。
We're going to look at some familiar text this afternoon.
今天下午我们要来看一些很熟悉的经文。
And I want to point out something perhaps you haven't seen before.
我希望能够向大家指出一些或许我们没有注意到的东西。
Matthew chapter 24, we'll begin reading in verse 4.
在马太福音二十四章第四节。
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you.
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说，我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
Notice what it says next.
接下来注意他说的是什么
See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
注意他说总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
Look again in verse 7.
我们接下来看第七节。
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquake in diverse places.
多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And what does verse 8 say?
第八节怎么说呢？
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
这都是灾难的起头。
So all of these signs in our evangelistic meetings we preach many times.
当我们在布道会上一再的讲的这些实照。
Do you hear of wars?
你们听见打仗吗?
Yes, we do.
当然听见。
Do we have nations rising against nation?
有没有国攻打国呢? 当然。
Yes, we do.
当然有。
Do we have famines?
有没有饥荒?
Yes, we do.
当然有。
Pestilences.
瘟疫。
Yes, we do.
当然我们有。
And of course, earthquakes, we remember very vividly what happened in China.
当然地震我们还清楚地记得在中国发生的地震。
But notice the Bible here. Jesus says, when you see these things, the end is not yet.
可是你注意到圣经说，当我们看见这一切的时候呢，时候还没有到。
Jesus says, these are only the beginning of sorrows.
耶稣说，这不过是灾难的起头。
These signs are not to point that Jesus is going to come tomorrow.
这一切的实照呢，并不是告诉我们说耶稣明天就要来了。
These are signs that we are going the right direction.
这一些实照是告诉我们，我们正走向这个正确的方向。
As we're driving down this highway towards the end of time.
当我们呢，就在这个高速公路上呢，一直走向末时。
These signs are mile markers.
这一些实照呢，是告诉我们，这是不过是路上的路标。
You are going the right direction.
你正走向这个方向。
But you're not there yet.
可是你还没有到那个地方。
But.
可是。
Isn't it true that we could have preached all of these things in 1844 and they equally would have been accurate?
难道我们在1844年传讲这样的道理，而这些道理还是正确的吗？
That is exactly the problem.
现在这就是问题所在。
Many even within our midst,
甚至在我们当中,
have become dissatisfied with the simple reading of the word.
只是单单的读这些经文呢，就觉得很不满足。
And there are some who are seeking to reinvent prophecy.
很多人呢，就开始重新的制造预言。
With new principles of interpretation.
他们用新的原则来解释预言。
They set times.
他们呢，就定了时日。
Trying to come up with new fancy ideas.
甚至有一些很奇怪的新奇的思想。
But what we need to understand.
可是我们必须要了解的一点。
Is the answer to the question.
就是这个问题的答案。
When is Jesus, or excuse me, let me put it this way. Is the day really at hand?
白昼是真的将近了吗?
And what I'm going to share with you today.
今天我要跟大家分享的
is that there are two conditions.
这里有两个条件
two conditions with which must be fulfilled before Jesus can come.
在耶稣来之前呢，这两个条件必须是完全被满足了
And it is not more storms. It is not more storms.
不是更多的风暴。
It is not more diseases.
也不是更多的疾病。
It is not more a power invested to the Pope.
也不是说教皇会有更大的能力。
Two reasons.
这两个条件。
The second coming is unconditional.
耶稣的再来呢是没有条件性的。
Meaning it will come.
就是说他肯定会来。
But when he comes.
可是他什么时候来。
It is conditional.
却是有条件性的。
What are the conditions?
这些条件是什么呢?
Matthew 24 verse 14.
马太福音24章第14节。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end Come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Very clearly, the Bible says that there is something that must be completed before Jesus can return.
这里圣经清楚地告诉我们，有一件事必须要发生了，然后基督才能来到。
And that is the gospel must be preached for a witness unto all nations.
就是天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And many times we, as Seventh-day Adventists, we congratulate ourselves.
很多时候我们身为基督福临安息日会的教友呢，我们就自己称赞自己。
We say things like, We are a worldwide denomination.
我们说我们是个世界性的教会。
We have membership on every inhabited continent.
每一个住有人居住的这个州呢，我们都有教会。
We have an active missions program.
我们有一个很活跃的宣教的计划。
We have the largest Protestant education system in the world.
在全世界呢，有最大的这个改正教的教育系统。
Our veggie meats are famous in the world.
我们的这个素食的肉呢是全世界有名的。
And we pioneer satellite evangelism.
而且呢，我们呢最早开始这个卫星布道的工作。
We have over 14 million members and growing every day.
我们有1400万的教友，而且还每天在增加。
But before we congratulate ourselves too much,
可是在我们还没有恭贺自己太多之前,
we have a problem.
我们有个大问题。
If we indeed are doing so well as the church,
如果我们真的是一个很好很厉害的教会,
then why has Jesus not returned?
那耶稣怎么还不回来呢?
Evidently, something is not right.
事实上的确有地方出了问题。
Something is not done.
有些事是我们还没做好的。
The statistics are quite staggering.
统计呢是可以告诉我们这样。
Roughly, there are about 25 to 30 countries with no Adventist presence.
大概有25到30个国家呢是没有基督复临安息日会的教会。
Thousands of unreached people groups.
还有整万的这人民族呢是我们还没有进到他们那里去的。
2 billion approximately people who have no access to Christianity.
20亿的人民是没有听过基督教。
And 1 billion who have never heard the name of Jesus.
有10亿的人是没有听过耶稣这个名字。
Yes, there are unreached people.
的确有很多人没有听到耶稣。
But let's not even think about them for now.
可是现在我们根本不用去想他们先。
What about the so-called reached areas of our world?
那至于那些已经听到福音的地方呢？
Maybe somewhere a little close to home.
可能比较靠近我们家的。
2 years ago, I was in the country of Thailand.
在两年前呢，我就去到泰国。
I had a meeting with the mission youth director in his office.
当时我就见了在泰国区会的青年部干事。
And he was sharing with me his burden.
他就跟我分享他心中的负担。
The year 2006 was the 100th anniversary of SDAs in Thailand.
2006年呢是基督复临安息日会在泰国工作的周年，100周年纪念。
So after 100 years of being worked, Thailand had 10,000 members.
做了100年的工，在泰国呢只有10,000个复临信徒。
That means that's 100 a year.
就是一年100个。
But Thailand is a land full of Adventism.
可是呢，在泰国呢，却有很多有关于这个复临信徒的东西。
Every single type of institution our church possesses is found in that country.
我们的教会所拥有的每一种机构呢，都在泰国有这种机构。
We have elementary schools.
我们有小学。
We have high schools.
我们有中学。
We even have a college.
有个学院。
We have publishing houses.
有出版社。
We have hospitals.
有医院。
We have nursing schools.
我们甚至有护士学院。
We even have food factories.
还有呢食品工厂。
And we have 10,000 members after 100 years.
过了100年之后呢，只有10,000个复临信徒。
And with tremor in his voice and tears in his eyes, this youth director said, "And most of our members are over 60 years old."
而且他的这个青年部干事呢，他讲这话的时候呢，声音还是颤抖着，眼中含着泪说呢，大多数的教友都超过60岁。
Beloved.We can congratulate ourselves for all the numbers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们可以为了这所有的数目字庆贺。
We can pat ourselves on the back for building all of these nice buildings.
可能我们可以恭贺自己说我们建了这所有很好的建筑物。
But if we are truly successful,
可是如果我们真正是成功的话，
Jesus would have come.
基督早就来了。
But we have not been faithful.
可是我们却没有忠心。
And so there are individuals in this world.
所以今天呢，在世界上有一些人。
In this country.
在这个国家。
In our families.
在我们的家庭里。
Who have not yet heard the gospel.
还没有听到福音。
And in addition to simply preaching the gospel,
不只是单单宣讲福音,
we need to preach the true gospel.
我们还要去宣讲真正的福音。
We need to understand that we are not just to preach any old message.
我们要明白我们不只是要宣讲那些所有旧的信息而已。
We have a message that was not given to Billy Graham.
我们有的这个信息呢是没有给 Billy Graham 这个人的。
It was not given to Gandhi.
也没有给甘地这个人。
This message has been given to the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
这个信息只给了基督复临安息日会。
And many times we make appeals.
很多时候我们做呼召。
You need to go and work for God in His vineyard.
你必须要去在上帝的葡萄园里工作。
Go today and work in my vineyard, God may be calling.
今天呢，就去到上帝呼召你去的葡萄园工作。
And many times we young people we hear and we are convicted.
很多时候年轻人听了就心里受到感动。
And the missionary who's giving that appeal.
然后这些宣教士呢，就来做这种的呼召。
After his inspiring stories and his stirring appeal, he says.
就在他做了讲了他的很令人感动的信息之后，他就这么说。
But we are missionaries at home.
可是呢，我们是在家里的宣教士。
And you know something?
可是你知道吗？
That is true.
这是事实。
But how often that one statement attached to the end of a stirring appeal becomes a crutch?
可是很多时候呢，这样的一句话，在他非常令人感动的呼召之后的这样一句话呢，变成了一种的拐杖。
It becomes an excuse for us to end up doing nothing at all.
这变成了一种借口，让我们不做什么的借口。
Oh, I'm being a missionary.
我也是个宣教士。
I'm spreading the gospel.
我也在宣讲福音。
I opened the door for the old lady this morning.
今天早上我为一个年老的妇人打开了门。
I helped my next door neighbor carry his bags into the house.
我帮助我的邻居呢，把他很重的这个袋拿到屋子里去。
I smiled at the mailman.
我对那个送牛奶的人微笑。
We think that's being a missionary.
我们认为这就是宣教。
If we are truly honest and we are being missionaries at home,
如果我们真的诚实的，我们在家里做一个宣教士。
How many people have we baptized this past year?
那么在过去的一年当中，我们使多少个人受洗了呢？
How many Bible studies have we given?
我们给了多少人查经？
How many pieces of literature have we passed out?
我们派了多少的单张？
Are we truly living as a missionary?
我们真正是活着做一个宣教士吗？
Do we really believe that yes, there is work to be done at home?
我们真正的相信说，的确在家里有福音的工作要做。
Sometimes God indeed may be calling us.
有些时候上帝真实的是在呼召我们。
Young people especially.
尤其是年轻人。
To not just be a missionary at home.
不只是在家里做个宣教士。
But to go somewhere where you have to sacrifice and suffer.
而是去到一个你必须要牺牲而且受苦的地方。
Because that's the only way that God will save you at the end.
因为这是唯一上帝能够拯救你的方法。
If God calls you to be a missionary to Antarctica,
如果上帝呼召你到那冰天雪地去做宣教士，
Buy your ticket tomorrow.
明天你就好去买飞机票。
If God is calling you to dedicate your whole life for His ministry,
如果上帝呼召你献上你的一生做他的工作。
You make that commitment today.
今天就要做这个决定。
If God is calling you,
如果上帝在呼召你，
you have no responsibility negotiating.
你实在是没有责任呢，可以跟他讨价还价。
We cannot bargain with God.
我们不能够跟上帝讨价还价。
We will lose.
因为我们必然会失败。
Because every time God expects everything.
因为每一次上帝向我们呼召呢，他要求全部。
There's no discount.
没有得到折扣的地
方。There's no buy one get one free with God.
也对上帝来说，没有说你买一个送一个的。
It's all or nothing.
是你要给全部，还是你不给
？And the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
This gospel will go to all the world before Jesus comes.
圣经告诉我们，这福音要传遍天下，然后耶稣才会来。
And it's the true gospel.
而这是真实的福音。
The everlasting gospel.
这永远的福音。
The three angels' messages that have been entrusted to no other but us.
就是那三天使的信息，没有托付给任何其他的人，只给了我们。
The responsibility sits on our shoulders if Jesus is ever going to come back.
如果耶稣真的要回来的话，这个责任就在我们的肩膀上。
But why, you say, does all the world need to hear the gospel?
然后你就会问，为什么整个世界要听到这个福音呢？
Haven't we been preaching this weekend that God will never have all of the majority?
难道我们这个星期不是在说，上帝永远不会拥有大部分的人来跟从他？
Isn't it true that not every single person in the world will be baptized and join God's remnant people?
难道不是我们不是说这个世界不是所有的人都会加入移民教会而加入这个教会？
That is true.
这是真的。
But why then do we still need to preach to all the world?
可是为什么我们还是要把福音宣讲给全世界呢？
It's because of what is coming.
是因为呢，快要来临的事情。
We believe that there will be a worldwide crisis.
我们相信呢，将会有一个世界性的危机。
We believe that there will come an event in which every man, woman, and child must make an informed decision.
我们知道呢，将会有一件事情发生，那时候每一个男女老幼都要知道做一个选择。
The third angel's message makes it very clear that we are to warn against receiving the mark of the beast.
第三天使信息告诉我们呢，我们必须要警告别人不要去接受兽的印记。
And until every single individual has been informed,
知道每一个人都被通知有关于这件事。
Jesus cannot move forward.
耶稣不能够向前进。
God is long suffering towards us.
上帝对我们有很大的耐心。
Not willing that any should perish.
他不愿意任何一个人沉沦。
But that all should come to repentance.
好让每个人都得救。
We don't pretend to believe that everyone will obey.
我们并不假装说每一个人都会顺从。
But just like Jesus would go come to this earth just for one lost sinner.
可是就好像耶稣，他宁愿就算是为了一个世人，他也宁愿来到这个世界。
In the same way, he is not willing that he move forward in the final times until everyone has had the chance to hear.
所以呢，同样的方法，他也不愿意向前进，除非每一个人都听到了这个警告。
We have a message of warning.
我们有一个警告的信息。
A message of preparation.
是这个叫人做好准备的信息。
A message of salvation that no one else has.
这是救恩的信息，是没有其他的人有的。
How will you live your life in light of that?
你既然有了这样的理解，那么你的生活将会怎么样呢？
The gospel will go to all the world.
这福音必然会传遍全世界。
Someday it will.
有一天必然会。
But why not now?
可是为什么不是现在呢？
Some generation will have the privilege of finishing this work.
当然呢，有一个世代，他必然会有这个荣幸能够完成上帝的工作。
Why should we wait for someone else to do what we can do?
那么如果我们能够做的话，为什么我们要等待另外的一个世代去做呢？
Is the day at hand?
白昼是真的将近了吗？
Well, that depends on how we live.
这事实上是看我们怎么样过生活。
The day will come when we choose to prepare for it to come.
如果我们选择准备好来迎接他的话，这白昼就来了。
Reason number one that Jesus has not come.
第一个原因，耶稣还没有来。
The gospel must go to all the world.
因为这福音要传遍全世界。
What's reason number two?
那么第二个原因呢？
We know that evangelism and mission work is important.
我们知道这个布道的工作很重要。
But that's not all.
但这不是全部。
We know that numbers and outward actions is never God's measure of success.
我们知道这个外表的行为还有这个数目字呢，永远不是上帝衡量成功的因素。
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 14.
让我们翻到启示录第14章。
We are going to piggyback on what we already studied with Pastor Skeet this morning.
我们呢就会引用早上跟 Skeet 牧师所学习到的。
And you will see what I mean.
然后你就会看看我说的这个意思。
Revelation chapter 14 begins with the 144,000.
启示录第十四章从十四万四千那边开始。
And then it talks about the three angels' messages.
然后就说到这三天使的信息。
And then we have the two harvests.
然后我们有的两次的收割。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man.
我又观看见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子。
having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle.
头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着块镰刀。
And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说，伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
So in just a simple phrase,
这简单的来说，
the second condition that must be met,
这第二个条件是必须要符合的，
is that the harvest must be ripe.
就是这个庄稼必须熟透。
This morning we talked about what it means to be ripe for destruction.
今天早上我们就谈到，怎样是什么是熟透了要被毁灭。
But what does it mean to be ripe for God?
那么为上帝而熟透是怎么样的意思呢？
That's the question.
这就是我们要问的问题。
We go back to Mark chapter 4.
我们回到马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4, that parable that we studied earlier.
我们之前已经研究过的这个比喻。
Mark chapter 4 and verse 26 will begin.
马可福音第四章第二十六节。
And he says, So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground.
又说上帝国如同人把种撒在地上。
And should sleep and rise night and day.
黑夜睡觉白日起来。
And the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how.
这种就发芽渐长，那人却不晓得如何这样。
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear.
地生五谷是处于自然的，先发苗后长穗，在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
谷既熟了，就用镰刀切割，因为收成的时候到了。
Again, the process is step by step.
再次。这个过程呢，是一步一步来的。
And we know that the harvest does not come until the fruit has been brought forth.
而且我们知道收割的时候不会来到，除非呢，这个果子已经出来了，就是谷子已经出来了。
When the fruit is ripe.
而且谷必须是熟了。
How do we know when something that we planted is ripe?
我们怎样知道我们种的一些东西是已经熟了呢？
Perhaps I can give you this illustration.
或许我可以给这个比喻。
If I were to throw a seed, a mango seed, into the ground,
如果我丢了一个芒果的种子在地上,
do we expect to reap corn?
那么你想我会不会种出一束熟来呢?
And if I cast a mango seed into the ground,
如果我丢一粒芒果的种子在地土里,
will I receive durian?
会不会种出榴莲来呢?
What do we expect to see if a mango seed is planted?
如果我们种的是芒果的种子，那么我们想到会长出来的是什么呢？
What do we see?
会看到什么长出来呢？
Mango.
当然是芒果。
If we plant corn, we'll get corn.
如果我们种的是玉树薯，我们就会得到玉树薯。
We must plant durian to get durian.
我们必须种榴莲的种子才会得到榴莲。
And the seed that is planted.
而这个种下的种子
determines what the fruit will be when it's ripe.
将会决定呢，这个生出来的果子是什么？当它熟透的时候。
In other words,
换句话说
，In order when to know if the fruit is ripe,
我们知道这个谷会熟或种果子会熟。
This fruit must have become in the same likeness as the seed that was planted.
那么这个果子呢，必须要长得好像它种下去的那个种子。
So in other words, if we know what seed is planted,
我们知道种下的是什么种子，
then when that seed is reproduced, then the harvest is ripe.
那么生出来的这个果子呢，跟这个种子一样的时候，我们就知道已经要熟了。
So what is the seed?
那么这种子是什么呢？
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12, verse 23.
约翰福音第十二章第二十三节。
John chapter 12, verse 23.
约翰福音第十二章第二十三节。
And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
And what is Jesus talking about? What event?
耶稣说的是什么呢？是什么事呢？
The hour of his glorification is his death.
他得荣耀的时候就是他死在十架上的时候。
The hour is come, he says, that I will die.
他说那我将死的时候到了。
Verse 24.
24节。
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
我实实在在地告诉你们
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die
一粒麦子不落在地里死了
It abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit
人就是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来
Jesus uses this illustration about his death
耶稣呢就用这个比喻来表示他的死
Jesus is the seed
耶稣就是那粒种子
By his death, many more can be developed into his likeness.
借着他的死，很多人呢就会长成他的样子。
So, in order for the harvest to be ripe,
要让这个庄稼熟透
there must be some sort of reproduction of Jesus.
必须要有这种耶稣的品德的再造，或者是重造造出来。
What do we mean?
我的是什么意思呢
Christ Object Lessons, page 69, paragraph 1.
天路这本书里面有这么说
When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle because the harvest is come.
谷既熟了就用镰刀去割因为收成的时候到了
Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of himself in his church.
基督正在热切地等待所以要看到他自己的形象出现在他的教会中。
When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come to claim them as his own.
当基督的圣德完全重现在他子民身上的时候，他就必降临承认他们是属于他自己的。
So reason number two.
所以第二个原因。
Condition number two.
第二个条件。
The character of Christ must be perfectly reproduced in his people.
基督的品德必须完全的重现在他子民的身上。
That means you, and that means me.
就是说你和我。
Christ perfectly reproduced.
基督完全的重现。
We have to be like Jesus in every way perfectly?
我们必须要在每一个层面都好像基督吗？
That's exactly what I'm saying.
这就是我所说的。
Why is that so important?
为什么这么重要呢?
Because there is a great controversy, friends.
因为各位朋友，这里有个很大的善恶之争。
In this great controversy, Satan has accused God.
在这善恶之争里面呢，撒旦他就诬告上帝。
He said, God, you are unfair.
上帝啊，你不公平。
Your law is cannot be kept.
因为你的律法是不能被遵守的。
Your people, you have a standard that's too high for man to achieve.
因为你的标准呢太高了，人类是永远达不到的。
And all of the watching universe heard Satan's accusation.
所以整个宇宙呢，所有的圣灵都听见撒旦的诬告。
And God is put in a difficult position.
所以呢，上帝就在一个很艰难的困境中。
He had to prove that he was true and Satan is wrong.
他必须要证明他是对的，撒旦错了。
And at first he sent Jesus.
所以最初他就差遣了耶稣。
Who was made in human flesh.
他成了人。
And he obeyed perfectly.
而他完完全全的顺从。
But Satan says, but Jesus, you are God.
可是撒旦又说，耶稣你是上帝。
What about the rest of your creation? They cannot keep your law.
哎，那些你所造的人，他们怎么能够遵守你的律法呢？
And so God says, okay.
上帝说好。
At the end of time,
在末时
there's going to be a generation of the weakest of the weak.
他们将会有一群或者一个世代就是最软弱的。
Their genes have been mutated for 6,000 years.
因为他们的基因呢，已经经过六千年的退化。
They will have the most disease out of all of humanity.
在所有的人类当中呢，他们有最多的病痛。
They will have the most temptation and because of technology.
因为有各种的科技，所以他们面对最多的试探。
And I will have a whole generation.
而我将会有整个的世代。
Who will obey me rather than die.
他们宁愿死也愿意顺从我。
Excuse me, they'd rather die than disobey me.
他们就算是死呢，也要顺从我。
And Satan says, all right.
所以撒旦说好。
And God now is waiting.
上帝呢，现在正在等待。
He's waiting for a generation to stand up.
他在等待着一个世代站起来。
A generation who will live just like Jesus lived.
他们能够好像耶稣那样的生活。
Who says, of myself, I can do nothing.
能够说我凭着自己不能做什么
But what I hear from my father that I do
可是我从我父亲那里听来的，我就做。
Human beings who live a life of unceasing victory over sin.
就是人类呢，能够过不断的胜过罪恶的生活。
Human beings who are the most loving and lovable Christians in all of history.
在整个历史当中呢，是最可爱的，而且是最有爱心的基督徒。
Christians who are the most sacrificial ever in history.
在整个世界历史当中呢，最有牺牲精神的基督徒。
Christians who suffer weariness, hunger, and delay.
甚这些基督徒呢，他们要经受等待、延迟。饥饿渴的痛苦。
Christians who refuse to receive the mark of the beast, even though the whole world is fighting against them.
甚至全世界呢都在反对他们的时候，这些基督徒还不愿意接受兽的印记。
God doesn't care for the numbers.
上帝其实不管这个数目。
Everyone needs to have the opportunity to make a wise decision.
每个人都必须要有一个机会来做一个有智慧的决定。
That's why we must preach.
这就是为什么我们应该要去宣讲。
But God cares more for the quality of our heart.
可是上帝呢，比较在乎的是我们心里面的质量。
Even if every single human being in this world today,
在每一个世界上的每一个人。
Even if every single one of them joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church today,
就算今天世界上每一个人都加入了基督福临安息日会，
Jesus still cannot come.
耶稣还是不能来。
Because the issue is not the numbers.
因为呢，真正的关键呢，不是数目字。
It is the character.
而是品格。
So how is it for us? How can we have the character of Christ?
那我们要怎么样呢？怎么样才能够有耶稣的品德？
Galatians chapter 2.
在加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Whole sermons can be preached on this subject. Let me just give you some thoughts to chew on.
其实这一节经文呢，可以讲整篇的道，但是呢，我就这么样快快的说。
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信上帝的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
We must die to self.
我们必须要再向自我死去。
And be born again.
重生。
And live the sanctified life with Christ within us.
活住在耶稣在我们里面活着的那成圣的生活。
Even Romans chapter 13, the theme for our weekend.
就甚至是我们的主题经文在罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13,
罗马书第十三章。
Verse 11,
第十一节。
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
在着你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
The night is far spent, the day is at hand.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light.
我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器。
The verse 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
第十四节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
哥罗西书第一章第二十七节。
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Over and over, the solution is Christ in us.
再一次再一次的说，这真正解决问题的方法就是基督在我们里面。
We need to put on Christ.
我们必须披戴主基督。
We need to live according to His word.
我们必须要跟着他的话去生活。
Think His thoughts.
思想他的思想。
And here it is called a mystery.
在这里呢，所说到的是一个奥秘。
In Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
在启示录第十章第七节。
It says, at the time of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, when he shall begin to sound.
他说，但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候。
the mystery of God should be finished.
上帝的奥秘就成全了。
As he has declared to his servants, the prophets.
正如上帝所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。
Again, the mystery must be finished.
再一次说，上帝的奥秘必须要成全。
The character of Christ must be reproduced in his people.
上耶稣的品德必须在他的子民当中呢重现。
And if each Christian,
如果每一个基督徒,
each Adventist Christian,
每一个福音信徒,
truly had the character of Jesus within his soul,
真的在他们生命心灵里面有基督的品德,
don't you think the natural consequence is the gospel will go to the world?
你想自然的后果是不是这福音会传遍全世界呢?
Christ's Object Lenses, page 69, paragraph 2.
天路第69面第二段。
We're all who profess his name bearing fruit to his glory. Quickly, the whole world would have been sown with the seed of the gospel.
如果每个自认为他名下的人都能结出果子来荣耀他，这福音的种子便要如何迅速地撒播于全世界啊？
Two conditions before Jesus can come.
耶稣来之前必须要成就的两个条件。
The gospel must go to all the world. It must be carried by individuals who are perfectly reproduced in Jesus' image.
而且呢，必须是那一些他们的身上重现了基督的品德的那一些人带去的。
And by doing evangelism, we can grow in our characters.
当我们传福音或者宣教的时候呢，我们在品德上呢就会渐渐的成长。
And as our characters are becoming more like Christ, naturally we will want to do more evangelism.
所以当我们的品德越来越像基督的时候呢，很自然的我们就会去做更多的宣教工作。
These two things cannot be separated.
因为这两件事呢是密不可分的。
And so,
所以
we think,
我们会想
someday Jesus will come.
有一天耶稣会来。
There is something I'd like to share with you.
有一些事是我想要跟大家分享的。
It's found in the book Evangelism, page 695 and 696.
这一段话呢是在布道论英文本695-696面。
And it was written by Ellen White in the year 1883.
是在1883年怀仁所写的。
What year did I say?
哪一年呢？
1883, that's right.
1883年。
Remember that.
你要记得这个年。
This is what she wrote.
她在这里这么写。
Had Adventists, after the great disappointment in 1844.
如果福音信徒们在1844年的大失望之后。
Who is she talking about?
她说的是什么人呢?
Adventists.
福音信徒。
Not Protestants.
不是改正教的教会教友
Seventh-day Adventists
而是基督福临安息日会的教友
If they had held fast their faith and followed on unitedly in the opening providence of God
能坚持他们的信仰并且同心合意地跟随着上帝为他上帝给他们的启示接受天三天使的信息
Receiving the message of the third angel and in the power of the Holy Spirit proclaiming it to the world
然后借圣灵能力向全世界宣扬这个信息。
They would have seen the salvation of God.
那么他们必然早已眼见上帝的救恩了。
The Lord would have wrought mightily with their efforts.
上帝必然已使用他们的工作施展他的大能。
The work would have completed.
他的工作也必早已完成。
And Christ would have come ere this to receive his people to their reward.
基督也必早已降临，借他的子民去承受他们的赏赐。
It was not the will of God that the coming of Christ should be thus delayed.
上帝的旨意并不是愿意基督的福临被延迟。
We say Jesus is coming soon.
我们说耶稣快要来了。
He is coming someday.
有一天他要来。
But notice this quote, that's not what she says.
可是你注意到这一段话呢，这不是怀仁所说的啊。
She said, would have.
他说呢，他早就可以来了。
Would have.
他早就可以来了，早就可以来了。
It has been delayed, she says.
他说呢，他的来临已经被延迟了。
1883 is when this was written.
他写这段话的时候是1883年。
What I read here, friends, is that by the pen of inspiration,
我在这里所读的这段话呢，是灵感之笔所写的。
Is that Jesus could have come as early as 1883.83.
就是说呢，在1883年，早至1883年，主耶稣早就可以来了。
What year are we in?
我们现在是在哪一年呢？
2008.
2008年了。
Christ has been waiting with eager anticipation for over 120 years.
基督呢，在热切的等待着，等了120年。
If Adventists had been ready,
如果复临信徒准备好了，
if Seventh-day Adventists had preached the gospel as the early apostles,
如果基督复临安息日会的教友呢，就好像早期的使徒们那样的传宣讲福音，
if they accepted the mystery of God and finished it in their lives,
如果呢，他们接受了上帝的奥秘，并且在他们的生命中完成了，
there would have never been a 20th century.
那么这世界就可能没有二十世纪。
In fact, historians say that the 20th century is the bloodiest century of all time.
甚至呢，历史学家告诉我们，二十世纪呢是在人类历史当中呢最多血腥的世纪。
It was so bloody that it is more bloody than all previous centuries combined.
这它是那么的血腥，甚至是比过去所有的世纪加起来呢还更可怕。
In the early 1900s, we had World War One.
在二十世纪的初期，我们有第一次世界大战
，World War II，
第二次世界大战
，We have Vietnam，
我们有越南的战争
，We had Gulf Wars，
海湾战争
，We have diseases like SARS，
而且我们好像 SARS 这样子的疾病
，And AIDS，
艾滋病
，And Hurricane Katrina in the U.S.，
还有在美国的那卡特里娜旋风
，September 11th。
还有911的事件
，Indonesia tsunami several years ago，
还有在几年前的大海啸
，Cyclone in Myanmar，
还有在缅甸的风灾
，the 四川 earthquake，
四川的大地震。
How many more lives must be lost？
你说还有多少的生命必须要牺牲
？Before the gospel will go，
福音还没有传遍之前，有多少的生命要失去呢
？And before Seventh-day Adventists will truly surrender their lives to Jesus.
而且呢，基督复临安息日会的教友们能够真正的把他们的生命献给耶稣。
All of those Jews that died in the Holocaust.
那一些犹太人在这个屠杀中死去的。
We point a very proud and arrogant finger at Hitler.
我们呢就指着用手指指着希特勒，指着他。
But aren't we partially responsible?
可是你想想，我们难道不是有负一部分的责任吗？
We look at the slaves.
我们看见那些奴隶。
In the world.
这世界上的奴隶。
All the children whose parents have died because of AIDS in Africa.
还有在非洲呢，很多的父母死去，那些孩童们。
All the people in China who are suffering right now.
而现在呢，在中国正在受苦的那些地震的灾民。
We cannot blame everything on the devil.
我们不能够把所有的责任都推到魔鬼的头上。
It could have been stopped.
这一切呢，早就可以停止了。
If Adventists,
如果复临信徒
had been ready,
能够准备好
，Jesus could have come.
耶稣早就可以来了。
Osama bin Laden is not God's problem. Osama bin Laden is not God's problem.
其实呢，奥萨马这个人，其实不是上帝的问题。
God is not waiting for him.
上帝并不等待他。
God is not waiting for the economy to collapse.
上帝也不等待着这个经济的衰倒。
He's not waiting for the Pope.
他也不是在等待着教皇。
He's not waiting to see who is going to be the next president of the United States of America.
他也不等待着美国的下一任总统是谁。
He's waiting for you and he's waiting for me.
他正在等待着你和我。
There is work to be done.
有些工作要完成。
Work to be done in here.
在这里的工作
，and work to be done out there，
还有在外面的工作
，two conditions，
两个条件。
Jesus is waiting for the gospel to go to the world。
耶稣在等待着福音传遍天下。
Jesus is waiting for his character to be reproduced in his people。
耶稣在等待着他的品德在他子民身上重现。
And he's been waiting a very long time。
而且他已经等了很久了。
Sooner or later, there will be a final generation.
很快的，迟早呢，必然会有一般这个最后的世代。
Because the promise of the second coming, it will surely happen.
因为这个基督复临的应许呢，必然会成就。
But can we, will we choose to hasten it?
可是呢，我们会不会选择去催促它的来临呢？
Second Peter.
在彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 3.
第三章
Second Peter chapter 3 beginning in verse 11
彼得后书第三章第十一节
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, and what manner of persons ought ye to be in all a holy conversation and godliness?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
切切仰望上帝的日子来到，在英文本是催促上帝的日子来到。
Is the day at hand?
白昼是将近了吗?
According to this verse, that day can be hastened.
根据这节经文呢,这个日子是可以推前的。
By definition, that means it can also be delayed.
而且呢,照着这样的定义呢,也是可以被延迟的。
And according to Ellen White, it has been delayed.
根据华爱伦所说的,它已经被延迟了。
So when we say the day is at hand,
当我们说这日子来了,就是白昼将近了。
What we are saying is that we will make the day at hand.
就是我们所说的就是我们会使这个白昼来到。
We choose for the day to be at hand.
我们选择使白昼来到。
And now the appeal.
现在我做个呼召。
As the piano softly plays, I have some questions for you.
当着钢琴声响的时候呢，我要问大家几个问题。
There are some of us here who have been sitting on our hands just parroting, Jesus is coming soon.
在我们当中呢，有些人呢，不过就把手放在背后的等着说耶稣快来了。
We say it because that sounds good.
我们这么说因为听起来很好听。
We say it because that's what we're supposed to say as Adventists.
因为我们这么说，因为我们就是复灵信徒，我们应该这么说。
But you never truly realize that there has been a delay.
可是你却没有真正的知道的确已经有了延迟。
A delay because we, as God's chosen people, have been irresponsible.
这一次的延迟是因为我们身为上帝的子民呢，却没有负起责任。
How many of here today want to say no more?
有多少在座的人要说不再是这样了？
No more will I be held accountable for delaying Christ's coming.
我不愿意再负起这个责任呢，延迟基督的再来。
From now on, I will use all of my energy to hasten.
从现在起呢，我要用我所有的力量来催促。
If that's your desire, I invite you to raise your hand.
如果这是你的心愿呢，请你举起你的手。
God bless you, all of you.
愿上帝赐福每一位。
But there's more to this appeal.
这个呼召呢，还有更多的。
There are some of us who claim to be Christians.
在我们当中，有些人自称是基督徒。
But we have no resemblance to Jesus at all.
却完全不像耶稣。
And we recognize that we need to let him come in.
而且我们认识到，我们必须要让他进来。
That we need to sacrifice ourselves to him.
我们必须要把自己献上为祭给他。
To be crucified with Christ.
与基督同钉在十字架上。
And for him to live his life within us.
好让他能够在我们里面活着他的生命。
If you want to have Christ in you as a hope of your glory, I invite you to raise your hand.
如果你要基督在你里面成为荣耀的盼望，那么举起你的手来。
Go ahead, raise them up high.
举高高。
Jesus wants to come in.
基督要进来,
and he will come in.
而且他必然会进来。
But that's not the only condition to Jesus' second return.
可是基督再来的这不是唯一的条件。
It is most important, yes, for our hearts to be right with God.
当然最重要的是我们的心要与上帝和好。
But the hour is getting far too late.
可是呢,时日已经很,黑夜已经很深了。
We have been living on borrowed time for over 120 years.
我们呢，活在这个借来的时间已经超过120年了。
There is no more time left for half-baked efforts in God's work.
在上帝的工作里面呢，我们不再有时间能够做那种一半心意的工作。
And today God is asking, who will go work in my vineyard?
今天上帝在问我们，有多少人愿意进入我的葡萄园工作。
God is looking in this room right now, and there are individuals that he knows has potential to work for him.
今天上帝就看在这个礼堂里面的每一个人，在当中他知道有一些人呢有这样的潜能能够为他工作。
And this appeal is for those people.
而今天这个呼召呢，就是为了这些人而发出的。
If you believe,
如果你相信
，If you want to commit, I might add,
如果你愿意献上
your entire life,
你的一生
into full-time ministry.
成为全职的传道人。
And when I say full-time ministry, I don't mean just being a pastor.
我说全职的传道人并不单单是做牧师或者是传道而已。
You may be a Bible worker.
你可以是这个圣经的工作者。
A call porter.
可以是个文字布道的。
A medical missionary.
或者是医药的布道。
Or an evangelist.
或者是个布道家。
Or maybe even a producer for Christian media.
或者是我们的媒体的工作者。
If you want to commit your life 100%,
如果你愿意 全心的把自己献上，
and I'm being very specific,
我在这边是很特别的，
I don't mean go out and get another job and do God's work on the side.
我并不是说你在外面有另外的工作，然后呢兼职做上帝的工作。
I mean your life will be missionary work.
我所说的就是你的一生要成为一个宣教者。
It will involve sacrifice.
你当然会要做出牺牲。
It will involve privation and hunger, perhaps.
当然可能会有需要的时候，不足的时候，或者是饥饿的时候。
But God is calling young men and young women to commit everything.
可是上帝今天在呼召年轻的人来献上一切。
Because if we only commit halfway, He's going to wait and wait.And wait.
因为如果我们只是一半的线上呢，他还必须要等待，又在等待。
So young people,
年轻人，
which of you will answer this call?
有多少人愿意响应这个呼召？
I invite you to stand right where you are.
我请你就站在你的座位那里。
You are committing your life to be full-time ministers.
你在这里献上你的生命，做全职的传道人。
Wherever God leads me, I will go, you are saying.
不管上帝引我到哪里去，我都必然去。
As a song that is being played right now, I'll go where you want me to go.
我要去你差遣我去的地方。
Is there any other young people?
还有其他的年轻人吗？
Any young men that feel called to the ministry?
有多少有没有年轻的男孩愿意响应这个呼召来做传道人？
God bless you, sisters.
姐妹们，上帝赐福你。
But God has invested the responsibility of spiritual leadership to men.
可是上帝呢，他呼召男人做属灵上的领袖。
And one of the biggest burdens of my heart is I go all over and usually the women do all the work.
而我心中最大的负担是我去到世界的各地，常常发现是女人做所有的圣工。
God is crying out, Adams, where are you?
上帝在呼求亚当，你在哪里呢？
Young women, I am not leaving you out of this appeal, but I'm just speaking especially to the men.
虽然我并不排除女士们，可是现在呢，我要向男士们做出特别的呼召。
Is there anyone else?
还有其他的人吗？
Who want to say it doesn't matter, even if it's to Antarctica or the Arctic Circle?
有多少人，有没有人愿意说，不管是到哪里，就是南极、北极，我也愿意。
I will go.
我也愿意去。
Anyone else?
还有谁吗?
For those of you who have stood up, I invite you to come and stand right over here on my right side.
站起来的人，请你们到讲者的右边来。
Come forward.
请大家向前来。
Because I have another appeal.
因为我还要做出另外一个呼召。
This group over here are the young people who are committing 100%.
这一群的年轻人就是他们愿意献上自己做全职的工作。
They're not waiting to get some form of education before they decide to maybe do God's work.
他们并不是在说要等待，他们接受了什么样的教育之后呢，才来决定要做上帝的工作。
Some of them may be martyrs for their faith.
可能他们是信仰上的
martyrs.
Martyrs. 殉道。
Some may end up being conference presidents, I don't know.
或许他们会成为教会区会的会长，我们不知道。
Some of you may be medical missionaries to China.
或许会成为去中国的医药布道士。
Some of you may be professors in America.
或者在美国做一个教授。
But you have committed everything.
可是你完全的献上了自己。
Because time is running out.
因为时间实在是不多了。
But for the rest of you.
但是剩下的其他的人。
There's work for all of us.
有工作是为每一个人所存留的。
And I know that not everyone needs to stand up for this appeal.
我知道不是每一个人呢都需要站出来响应这一种的呼召。
Because God does not call everyone to this kind of sacrifice.
因为上帝并没有呼召每一个人来做这一种的牺牲。
But for those of us who remain,
但是那些留下来的人，
How many of you recognize that you have not done as much as you could?
有多少人发现到你还没有做够？
You realize that you have resources that you have not given to God.
你发现到你还有一些资源是还没有献给上帝的。
Some of you may think that you have been giving your faithful tithe and offerings every week.
可能有些人你会说我已经很忠心地交上十分义和捐款。
But you realize today that there is far more that you can give.
可是今天你发现到你还可以给的更多。
There are ministries that need your resources.
还有很多的事工需要你的金钱上的支持。
Perhaps there are parents who have wanted their children to go a certain direction.
可能有一些父母呢，他们一直盼望他们的儿女走某一种的方向。
Thinking they know what's best for their kids.
他们认为他们为他们的孩子所想的是最好的。
But today you realize that the day is at hand as long as we decide it will come.
可是呢，今天你发现到这个白昼将近了，而且你活着就会有这样的日子来临。
And you realize that you need to encourage your children in a different direction.
你发现到你必须要用鼓励你的孩子走不同的方向。
And some of you may realize that yes, I have said that I'm a missionary at home.
或者有些人说呢，我曾经说过我是在家里的宣教士。
But I haven't really been what I said I was.
我却没有真正做到。
And you realize there are individuals in your family, at school, at your workplace that you can reach for Jesus.
而你发现到在你的周围、你的家里、你的朋友里面呢，有一些人是你能够为耶稣而迎娶的。
And now you realize Jesus is calling you to touch those hearts.
现在你发现到耶稣在呼召你去感动那些人的心。
And so this last appeal.
这最后一个呼召。
Is for the rest of us to commit to do more than what we have done.
就是要大家线上做更多，比我们以前所做的更多。
To commit more than we have.
来做比我们所曾经做的更多。
And to finish the gospel commission.
来完成这福音的使命。
If that is your desire.
如果这是你的心愿。
I invite you to stand now.
我邀请你站立。
You realize that there is more that you can do.
你会发现到你还可以做的更多。
The Lord may not call everyone to full-time ministry. That is true.
事实上，上帝并没有呼召每一个人在做全职的传道人。
But God is calling everyone to be a minister of some sort.
可是上帝却呼召每一个人做一个各种各样的传道人。
For those on my right,
那些在我右边的
I want to have a special prayer for you.
我要为你做一个特别的祷告。
And for those who are standing,
还有那些站坐的
I want to have a special prayer for you as well.
我也要为你做特别的祷告。
At this time, I invite you to kneel with us
as we
ask for the Lord's blessing.
我邀请大家跪下来，我们祈求上帝的福气。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
This afternoon, you have spoken your word to us.
今天下午，你用你的话语跟我们说话。
It has been hot.
虽然很热。
But now we pray that you will light the fire in our hearts to outheat any sun in Malaysia.
可是呢，我们现在祈求你点燃我们心中的火种，比这马来西亚的更热。
And that we may go forth from this place committed to hasten your return.
好，让我们能够从这地方离开的时候，能够现身来催促你的来临。
Lord, there has been individuals who have raised their hand because they want to be like Jesus.
有人呢举起手来，因为他们要像耶稣。
We realize that our characters need refining.
你知道，我们也知道，我们需要品格上的改变。
And we know that there is power to help us overcome.Our sins.
我们知道有能力能够改变，使我们能够胜过罪恶。
I pray that you can look down on this AYC.
我们祈求你能够看下来，看见这 AYC.
And say, indeed, these young people and those with them have the character of Christ perfectly reproduced in them.
而且能够说这些年轻人的确有基督的品格重现在他们身上。
And Lord, we know that you could have come.
我们知道你早就可以来了。
But because of our weariness and our delay, you have not.
可是是因为我们的单言而你没来到。
And Lord, here at the front of the stage, you see this group of young people.
现在呢，在这前面站着的这班年轻人。
They have committed to give you everything.
他们愿意献上所有的一切。
Whether it means suffering.
不管是受苦。
Whether it means difficulty.
或者是困难。
Even if it means they'll never get married.
或者是甚至他们永远不能够结婚。
Or even if they will be killed for their faith.
或者为了信仰而被杀害。
They are committing their entire lives.
他们愿意献上他们的一生。
To go where you would have them to go.
去你差遣他们去的地方。
Lord, we recognize that this earth's harvest field is so wide.
我们发现到这世界的庄稼是那么的广阔。
We commit these young people to you.
我们把这些年轻人献上给你。
That they may go where they are most needed.
他们能够去到最需要他们的地方。
Be it here in Malaysia.
我们在马来西亚。
Or in China.
不管是在马来西亚或在中国
or in Africa,
或在非洲
or wherever you may lead them, may they go without question.
不管你带领他们去什么地方，他们都能够去。
And may the gospel indeed be taken to the whole world in this generation.
也但愿这福音能够在这个世代就传遍天下。
And for the rest of us who are now committing to do what we can,
还有其他的，我们现在愿意献上自己做我们所能做的。
We ask your forgiveness for not doing enough.
我们祈求你赦免我们过去没有做够。
For not thinking of more ways to sacrifice for your cause.
没有想到更好的办法来为你的工作而牺牲。
But now we come before you committing to do what we can.
今天我们来到你的面前，献上做我们能够做的。
We offer you our financial resources.
我们献上金钱资源做你的工。
We offer you our material possessions.
我们所拥有的财产。
We offer you our energies.
我们的力量。
Our health.
我们的健康。
Whatever it is.
不管是什么。
Take it and use it for your kingdom, Lord.
求主你拿去。为你的国度而使用。
And Lord Jesus, as we come near to the end of this camp,
主耶稣，当我们快要来到这个营会的结束。
And we have said that the day is at hand.
我们说白昼将近了。
May we truly believe that in our hearts.
但愿我们心里真正的相信。
And may we make it so by the way that we align and live our lives.
而且呢，在我们的生活上调整好，让你真正能够来到。
Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
May we hasten that glorious day.
愿我们能够催促那荣耀的日子。
This is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。